Cathal Murphy. The goal, it was a crucial goal, wasn't it, Cathal?
It was, yeah. It came at a good time in the match and we really got on top of him.
And you worked it well, didn't you? Jack was involved and the ball was worked in.
Yeah, I think it was Keane Hughes played it across to me and I just was had it on the plate, you know.
Yeah.
If you had missed it, you'd been walking home.
Yeah, I would have been walking home. Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yeah.
What did you think about the opposition today? You knew they were Ulster for a start. You knew they were Monaghan. So they were going to be pretty physical and you knew they were going to get players behind the ball.
Yeah, I found it quite difficult in full forward. At times there was three players sitting in front of me and very difficult to find space. And any time you got on the ball, they were hitting you hard. It was fast paced and they were fit men.
But you knew how good you are, and it's been some campaign. Were you on that juvenile team that won in 2018?
I was on the bench. Yeah, that was first year for me and second year for them.
Were you on that, Chai?
I was, yeah. I was mid-forward on it that year. Jack Toomey was midfield, but he left us for Peters. Didn't end up too well for him in the end, but surely.
Your uncle, Jack, was sitting down in front of us. He's pretty calm, actually.
That's not like him now.
Usually, no, it's not like Jack to be calm.
No, usually he'd be nice and loud, in your face, and nice and ignorant, but managed to keep it quiet today.
Yeah. You carried the ball brilliantly, didn't you? And that probably was the plan, to make them turn, and you used it really well in the first half, and the goal kind of put the icing on the cake, didn't it?
Yeah, well, they left a lot of space around the middle. They kind of dropped 13 around the 45, so it left plenty of space for me to get the ball around the middle and have a look up and see where there's space. And I was lucky I managed to utilise it today, and it turned out well for us. They did hit you hard and tackle, but other than that, they fouled, and eventually you broke them down. We got the goal that turned out to be an important one.
I know yourself and Rain in midfield and the forwards will get a lot of credit, but I thought the backs were brilliant today.
The backs have been brilliant all year. I think we've conceded some maybe two or three goals all year. They've rock solid. Like you've Conor Kelly there. No, I don't think there's a cornerback in the country who'll outdo him.
He was fantastic, wasn't he?
He's been a fantastic all year. He's been one of our strongest players. Put him on anyone, and he'll do a job on him. Conor Jones, likewise, a fullback, and Rory Martin only came in around Leinster semi final. Dara Fitz was starting, and Rory took his chance when Dara went off with head injury, and Rory's been there ever since.
What was really crucial, they had a slow, patient build-up, but it gave you a chance to organise at the back, and then when you got the ball, you drove forward at pace.
Yeah, well, Anthony had us well prepared for that, and we'd lads back. We didn't dive in stupidly. We waited for our chance to turn over, and we turned over. He'd bundle six or seven going forward, looking for, we've plenty of energy, plenty of hard work, and we're lucky to get over the line today.
Must be some feeling for the school, is it? I know it's a big school, but there's only actually 700 boys, so you've only the same number that St. Peter's and Wexford CBS and schools like that have.
Yeah, well, it's the first year we've ever won anything in senior 25 years, and we're lucky. We got a good group here, and everyone's willing to work and put their body on the line, and it's a great feeling. Best feeling of our lives, really, and hopefully now it drags on for the next couple of days.
Yeah, and I suppose as a group, I know you won't think of it this evening, but the reality is you might never play together again, all of you, as a 15.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's, other than maybe the league final, but that's more than likely the last game we'll ever have. We've worked hard the last 6 years, and I think we've lost.
You were on that juvenile team, Jack. Were you a lot of that team were
yeah,
came through?
It was only
that was the first breakthrough, was it?
Yeah, Brian was the only one not on the juvenile team.
And he's only a child.
Yeah, he's too old for then, and sure now he's a great addition to us this year. And we have a few lads there who'd done cruciate to start here, and maybe would have been pushing for places, but we luckily we had 15 lads starting, and we had a strong bench, and we've lads, even like the lads who didn't get on today, everyone's training, no one misses it, and everyone puts in the same work. Like number four, he puts in the same as number one, and it works well, and everyone's willing to work, and that's what puts us over the line at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think you trained at 8 in the morning before school, before class, didn't you?
We've done it a couple of times, yeah, and it's paid off now, and well, we're every 8 o'clock training now, it's for this feeling now today.
Are you doing leaving search, eh?
Yeah, but sure, that's...
pales into insignificance today, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, the leaving search last thing in my mind now.
Yeah. Well done, Jack. We might come back to you. Brian, you have the cup safely there in your hand. You're not going to let it go?
I don't think so. Anyway, I think I'll hold on to it for the night now. Yeah. Won't let it out of my sight.
You obviously had confidence in yourself. You were brilliant against Skerries, and then it was tight enough in the semi-final. You knew their pedigree, and they had a midfielder sent off in the semi-final, and he started today, but the two lads, Jack and Rian, and that Buffers Alley man, who was fantastic, Shem.
I don't think the pairing in midfield, I don't think he can really get much better. The two of them go well together, and Shamey adds to it, and I'm sure it's all the same, works out in the end, so don't think it could get much better than that in the middle, so that's it. I don't know.
The fact that you've come up together, you've played so much together, you know each other's game really well, don't you?
Yeah, I've played with Rian since I was maybe 6, 7, played with Jack since first, second year, all the way up along. Hasn't changed. We play the same way every time, and it's always going to be the same. Like, so you know what they're going to do, so there's no, we always back each other.
Tell us a bit about the three gurus. Anthony Rats, as he's known, George,
the four.
John O'Brien, O'Brien of course. Well, he left you. Brendan, he left you, of course. He deserved it.
He never
left. He came back. He appeared today out of nowhere.
He never left, really. He was always behind the scenes.
He was there at the start, wasn't he, Brendan?
Yeah, he was there second and third year and TY, and then sure, he got his new job, but he never actually left. He was always in behind the scenes. He was always doing stuff for us, and we'll always be grateful for him, and same for the other three. We wouldn't be here without them today, so.
Will you be in school on Monday, lad?
Good question.
Yeah, pass.
And
finally, Cahill, how far out will that goal be by 12 o'clock tonight that you scored?
Depends who I'm talking to.
Halfway line.
It depends who I'm talking to.
Yeah, well, you're a credit to your families, to your school and to yourselves. You were outstanding today. And I've no doubt I'd see you three guys playing with Wexford senior footballers. Jack, you're not too far off the mark. You probably might have got a game by now only for this, but it's a super campaign. And whatever about your education, you'll always remember this day.
Yeah, exactly. Never mind leaving, sir, now. It's been a bit of a write-off for the last couple of weeks, and be right off next week. But sure, look, what can you do? And maybe you'll knuckle down after a while.
Well done, boys.